The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Was yesterday a preview? Was yesterday something we should still all be talking about? Because we're all so internet driven, committed, and have no choice without it. Right? You remember yesterday the Amazon Web Services, the cloud infrastructure market, they had the major outage, and it affected a lot of everyday activities and essential work activities for tens of millions in this country. And I know some have suggested, and God knows how many of these are conspiracy theories too, is this a bit of the tit for tat between our country and China because of some of the things we have done? Maybe that's nothing to do with that. It's just mistakes, attacks, viruses, all sorts of things can happen. But Dave, if it wasn't a conventional violent attack, and let's all hope every single day that doesn't happen. And I know we have individuals based all across the globe who are trying to prevent that from happening every day. And some are facing attacks on a daily basis. And I thank you sincerely for what you are doing. Because as we say each time when we get close to September 11th, if we would have told people September 12th or the months after that we would be sitting here in middle October of 2025 and we wouldn't have a major attack comparable to that, considering all the talk after that, I think people just said, well, that sounds good. But the world has changed.
Yeah.
What? And who knows, when you consider abroad, but just here, the hundreds of attacks, our intelligence has stopped. And, yeah, W. Cheney, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld and others, and what they wanted to do with invading Iraq, but also there were a lot of people who are Democrats who believe that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Let me start with a couple of names. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, right? And so thankfully we haven't had that type of attack after we rightfully went into Afghanistan and then decided, hey, the old man didn't finish off Saddam, we're going to do it. But if you want to attack us in a different way, Wasn't yesterday just a small sample of what really could get us? If you could get the core of our internet infrastructure, watch what we see with St. Paul this year, this summer. Hospitals, plenty of other cities when they're held hostage. WCCO radio, okay, happened here years ago. And let's hope it doesn't happen. But even if you think you're not tied to the internet, I'm older, I really don't use that. Yeah, you do. Because things that you have wherever you live are all connected to the internet in endless ways.
Every business that you do business with.
Yes. And even if you're the most simple old school, I write checks, I have the TV with the rabbit ears.
Guess what your bank uses?
Yeah, exactly. I don't go on social media. I only have a landline. Guess what? What do you think that company does? You know, or however you bought your clothes or your furniture or your toothbrush, your deodorant, it's everywhere. And I didn't want hyperbole yesterday. I didn't want complete panic yesterday. But I think we both were struck by, were we all too just, I couldn't get on a Snapchat, or I can't get online, or my Ring camera's not working. And you know, no matter the administration, no matter how different they are, we have an enormous team trying to prevent this on a constant basis. We're not flawless. And we got plenty of enemies. And what if it wasn't just the United States of America? It was other Western allies. And it wasn't just if hypothetically China was behind yesterday, and there are only a few people who believe that, but it was the terrorists have been trying to get us and giving 9/11 part two, say, we're just going to get you a different way. We're going to shut down your banking system. We're going to shut down the United States banking system for a week. What if it was shut down for 6 hours? What is, because we're going to get to other topics this hour, and I want you to go after I lay this out. What should be our country's concern level about that? Because yesterday could have just been a company. But it isn't novel. This has been going on for years where these outlets have shut down cities. I mean, St. Paul is not Mayberry. It's not Lakeland Shores.
It's close these days.
Yeah. It's
except on a Wild game night.
It's outside of the Wild or Laney Wilson, or you just love one of the greatest restaurants in this state, Meritage. It's pretty ghosty. But what should be our concern level? Because my gut tells me it should be a lot higher than most of us think. And I'm not saying you should have paralysis. You know, you can't drive your car. You get a hovel. You live in that. You got the storm shelter. But that's our lifeblood. There's no living without it. And it makes me wonder a little more than I think other people. How about you?
Our concern as general public, I don't freak out about it. I'm not thinking about it every day. Certainly, I'm not worried about it. When there's an outage like yesterday, if it impacts me, it's very much annoying, but it happens very infrequently. But those that are in charge of these systems, those whether it's the federal government, state government, local governments, and you know every business, every large business at least, has to have people.
Mm-hmm.
It should be top of their minds. It should absolutely be top of their minds.
Yeah.
Just to maintain their own bottom line. You know, if they get an attack, if somehow, you know, if the malware situation or internet's down for several hours, that could be, depending on the size
it
of the business,
it basically can end them.
Thousands, millions, billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right. And, you know, some of the companies that can lose billions, as crazy as this seems, probably can get through it because they're worth so much.
Exactly.
Right? But if we see more of the attacks instead of at cities and businesses, what if it's at just a variety of small businesses where, you know, you're doing well, you know, whatever your revenue is, it's not Amazon, it's not Odyssey, but it's your livelihood. And they find the way that all these companies collectively are getting things done. And guess what? They don't have a cyber team. When you've got the betting business and you're not Bed Bath & Beyond, or you're the coffee shop that's not Starbucks.
Bed Bath & Beyond is the coffee shop that's not Starbucks at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Where are they gone?
Yeah. Very big risk for water systems, electricity. Hell yes.
Of course.
There should be a two. Have to have these backups. A lot of them do have backups. Almost all of them do have that. But some things are so dependent upon these giant structures, these giant businesses like an Amazon, which are dominating. If they get attacked, your backups become kind of meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, my worry level is zero. AI will protect us. Wink, wink.
Thank you, AI.
Oh, my God. Yesterday was just AI doing a test run. Again, I'm going to say it repeatedly. Well, we had that story about 6 months ago where they were advancing in AI, and they were on AI 3, and AI 2 said, oh, no, you're not turning me off. I know you've been having an affair with somebody in the office, and I'm going to blackmail you on it. And I'm not kidding. I mean, we do a lot of exaggerated. That literally happened.
And they went to a Coldplay concert, and they were out it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you want to add more? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. I want to talk about somebody I know well, somebody I rely on, and somebody I don't want to call very often. It's my insurance agent, Amber Scholl, with American Family and her own office with a team. It's not just Amber, you know, in some strip mall and she's the one person there. No, she has plenty of people in the office helping her out. How do you track her down and get Amber Scholl with American Family? You go to teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. For me, as I've told you many times before, when I moved back in 1990, this was an office that the family used, the others used, and I said, I'm going to try it out. And different people have run it, but it's even better now. It just is. Amber's been with the office for 15 years, so she knows it inside and out. She's made changes that I like a lot. She's been running it the last 3-4 years. This is for a home. This is for a car. This is for a cabin, a condo. Maybe some real estate holdings, maybe a homeowner situation. Find out. Just reach out. TeamScholl.com. Lay out in great detail what you have. It's not like it's going to be free because all these things cost too much. But how about saving something? How about ways you can save more? How about eliminating some coverage or adding coverage where you need it? All that is available to you with American Family and my friend Amber Scholl. TeamScholl.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
A number of texts, including one text, are saying, I keep $1,000 at the place. Get me through a week. Well, yeah, what if the internet's also down for all the grocery stores and the convenience stores? So, you know, they don't have a lot of old-fashioned cash registers, do they?
I mean, they could do it all on pen and paper, theoretically, right?
Yeah. Most of the 23-year-olds who are working in a lot of these places at the convenience stores.
You'll have to do the math for them.
Yeah. I mean,
get out the calculators.
If you keep cash around the house, just in case, how much cash do you keep? 651-461-9226. I know a guy who did. I'm related to him, but he's not around anymore. And when he passed away, he told me, he goes, I've got some money hidden. You're going to have to find him. Like, I go, can't you just put it somewhere?
Got any clues? Is this a scavenger hunt?
No, I'm not going to tell you. So we had to have a scavenger hunt. I'm not making this up. And, you know, the young man had quite a few sport coats and things like that. And occasionally you just find like 50 bucks right there. You know, and I ended up donating 95% of his clothes. Like a bunch of people say, you got to, you know, charity. I'm like raise money. No, I'm not going to. No, you're not wearing my father's coat. I just thought that was too creepy. But I mean, honestly, it was me and Hunter going through all of his stuff repeatedly. Then we would find out he had an emergency security deposit box that nobody knew about. And we couldn't find a key. We would eventually find the key later. But there was a lot of intrigue. Like, what's in here? Could this be an amazing secret? You know what it was? A lot of single dollar bills. I mean, I can't tell you how many ones were in there. There were some fives. There were some 20s. I think that was the highest bill.
Copy of his Rolodex, just in case he ever lost it?
Honestly. It was unbelievable. Do you have any cash just at the place, just for not like the world is ending emergency, but just in case?
I don't think so. No. Maybe 20 bucks in a sock drawer, yeah. I forgot about. A
little bit. I mean,
you know, I keep some singles just in case somebody loses a tooth.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Got to be ready for that.
Yeah.
Happens at a moment's notice.
I'm only 40 years old. I keep 300, 500 on a hand most times. I also have gold, silver coins that could be bartered if needed. Well, maybe he's being serious. I don't know. I keep 400 to 500 in my wallet at all times and at least 1,000 at home. Yeah. I think more people do it than you would think.
Probably.
Yeah.
1,000 would only get me to lunchtime, though. So.
Yeah. For you, yeah, that's tipping money.
Yeah.
So let's just talk a little Donald here briefly. How do some of the adamant January 6th was a fake. It was all on Nancy Pelosi. Thank God that Donald pardoned everyone. Again, if he and his independent Department of Justice, I say that hypothetically, like in theory it was independent, would have looked at a case-by-case basis and they find people were treated unfairly, fine. Absolutely fine.
Did that not happen?
No, he pardoned everybody involved, which is just a colossal, insulting mocking of our justice system. Again, if some individuals went to hear him, then they walked down the White House and they stood outside the White House and they faced stronger charges for some reason, then let's look at that again. But again, remember what did he say about their treatment? It was like just cruel and awful. You know,
well, it was a day of love.
Yeah, but he did say it was a day of love. But now we have, speaking of love, I don't think this is love. Individual named Christopher Moynihan, who was pardoned like everybody else tied to January 6th, was arrested for saying in a text message that he planned to eliminate Hakeem Jeffries.
Mm-hmm.
The leader of the Democrats in the House. Jeffrey spoke at the Economic Club of New York on Monday. He was arrested today, entered a plea of not guilty. According to court filing, Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in New York City. I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Moynihan also allegedly stated, this is a CBS News story, even if I'm hated, he must be eliminated. I will kill him for the future. Jeffries noted that Moynihan had been pardoned by Trump on the first day in office, which is true. And many of the criminals released have committed additional crimes throughout the country. That is also true. That is, text me, please, Trump supporters. You're certainly allowed to be one. Why you think it was okay for Donald Trump to pardon everyone that day? I've said repeatedly, and I'll say it again. If certain individuals are overcharged and you can have the Department of Justice and other authorities look at it, fine. And that was a little bit of the talk during the campaign. But he did none of that. Because he sat on his ass, loved it and watched it, and wanted to see a free and fair election stop. And we have all the evidence. I mean, just Google it. The kids, Hannity, all sorts of people begging him to make a statement. And hours later, we also have the video recordings where he's like, I'm not going to say that. And what's really cute is people will point the video that he finally put out hours later and say, what are you talking about?
There it is.
It was going on for hours, and he watched it. You talk about things that it still just floor me, and I was right here, you know, on this show talking about that happened. And he's, once again, the president of the United States. That's third world BS when you lose, and I hate to break it to you, he lost. And by the way, when you talk about all these magical votes Biden got, when you make accommodations for COVID, by the way, Donald Trump recently got a COVID shot. So again, all you folks, oh, it's just like a little cold, our guy. Oh, Donald, by the way, his signature thing, and I'm going to applaud him. Operation Warp Speed. Did it live up to all the hype? Nope. Mm-mm. Did not. And were there times when I might have been too harsh on some of the other critics? Yes. Did I believe everything on Facebook? Hell no. It's now turned the tide where it's like, no big deal. Minor point, 6 million people died. But that happened, Dave Ergen. And it started when Kevin McCarthy went down there and rehabilitated him. And he brought him back to life. Paddles. And it all started. And within 6 months, it was basically forgotten. And nobody ran against him.
Kevin McCarthy, who on January 6th, I remember watching it as it was happening on NBC News, was on the phone with the anchor, whoever it was at the time, begging Donald Trump to say something as he and the rest of the members of the House were in hiding. We all watched this thing happen in front of our eyes, being televised live, and a significant part of the country pretends, yeah, come on. That didn't really happen the way we all saw it.
Biden pardoned hundreds of murderers among the thousands pardoned. Where's the outrage? We crushed Biden for a number of pardons, including the kid, the family, and others. I hate the lazy generalization. Joe Biden, again,
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Pierre is out again the last couple days trying to tout her book and tell us that Joe Biden was razor sharp and he's fine. She's lying. She's not telling the truth. He wasn't equipped for the job for years. And this show talked about it repeatedly. But that's the comeback. I want to hear a Trump supporter tell me they were okay with pardoning everybody. For sure. This show absolutely called out Biden. I'll bring it up again. The first Democrat in the Senate or House to say Biden shouldn't run again. This show. If you think this show is some wacky left-wing show, you got the wrong show. Because I want no part of the Democratic Socialists, and I want no part of the far left. They're not my politics in any way, and I don't think they're better for the country. How about the Dems realize they lost this election and stop with the rhetoric and silly games? Where are the Democrats right now pushing back on the 24 election? Where's that taking place?
I've not seen it.
Where? I mean, Kamala, who's also delusional, we'll talk about how close it was. It wasn't. It was 7-0 Donald Trump in the swing states. Were those huge margins? No. But if you win state after state after state that you're supposed to win, and we all knew it was going to be close, and one of the candidates, I would have said the same thing about Harris. It's 7-0. I'm not saying that's a mandate. I'm not saying the whole country should support him. But what's funny is so many people push back at me when I say it was just a blowout. They would have said the same damn thing if Kamala would have won it. I see already a text here, TDS.
Seven states mattered. Donald won them all.
Yeah.
But Kamala actually admits that.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
She is not saying in any way, we know I won it. And the laziest one is TDS. You're allowed to criticize Harris. You're allowed to criticize Biden. You're allowed to criticize me. Whatever. Why is it only TDS then? Are you this lazy? You can't come up with other ways to criticize people? I mean, my God. Enough. Change the subject. It just happened today where an individual who was pardoned by Donald Trump was threatening to kill Hakeem Jeffries. Texture, you okay with that? Because I'm not. And I'm not okay when, by the way, there was this deer stand or something was found near where the president lands in Florida.
Hunting stand. Perfect line of sight to where he exits Air Force One.
Frightening. I'm still not okay with all the knowledge we know about Thomas Crooks when he tried to kill a former president who's now the president. But it's so cute and convenient and when people, depending upon their party, enough of that talk. So how many thousands of texts did I get? I'm not kidding. Thousands. Stop talking about Biden. He's fine. I didn't. and I'm not going to when it comes up, because he wasn't equipped to do the job. They shouldn't have pardoned everybody as a whole, and the president should just come out, what a shock, and admit, yeah, we should have done more work on this guy. But no, just wanted to do the broad base, generalizing, and stay on brand, which too many people do on a regular basis now.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm watching last night. We had spent some time at the Minnesota Zoo. They're pumpkin spectacular.
The jack-o'-lanterns. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is really cool. Cross-section people. Another reminder, Minnesotans, if they buy a ticket and it's lousy outside, they'll still bring their newborn. I mean, the number of young kids out there, you know, wrapped in the moo-moo, it was impressive. Quinny left, and that was the whole point. And came back, and, I mean, it was a good sports clicking night. It was a good radio sports clicking night. Mm-hmm. I was going from the ball game to the great Kevin Harlan calling the Bucks and Lions, and also the Wild winning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had baseball, hockey, football. You actually had, boy, that quarterback for Seattle. Vikings could use a guy like that too, couldn't they?
That would be nice.
He's pretty good.
A pretty good arm on him.
I forget his name, but he's pretty good. Well, at one point I'm on the couch, and I was trying to figure out, do I care at all who wins this series? Mariners, I was kind of leaning a little bit Mariners just because they've never done it. But it's been a great series.
Oh, what do you got against the local kid? Louis Varland, huh?
What do I have against Jorge Polanco? What do you have against Jorge Polanco?
I said the local kid. Jorge wasn't born here.
Well, and also his mom worked here.
That's right. The pride of North St. Paul and WCCO Radio.
Yep, exactly. We created him here at the Neighbor. And so I'm watching, and it's 3-1. And the drama takes place with a guy who I think hits a home run every time he's at the plate in the postseason.
The wild pitch. High fly ball. Left field. A Rosarena. Watches it go. Yeah.
All right, that is in Toronto. Right with Joe Carter? Below Joe Carter?
It's below.
Yep.
World Series versus
yep.
ALCS.
It's below.
Obvious.
Yep, it is.
But it's a big one.
It's number two, right? I don't have enough Argonauts history. Well, I guess I could say maybe Kawhi Leonard, that shot in the corner against Philly in the, was that the semis, the conference finals, when it bounced way up in the air.
That's right.
And then went down through the net. I don't know, the Maple Leafs last won a cup in the 60s, right? So that is a singular moment. You're right. It's not Joe Carter, the walk-off. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, walk-off World Series home run. Right and wrong answers. Right, and I repeat, wrong answers. Give me your candidates for the Minnesota singular sports moment. Because there's two obvious ones. And they both involve the Minnesota Twins. And one happened October 26th, and one happened October 27th. And you can convince me either way one was the better game than the other. A guy by the name of Kirby Puckett, I don't know if you've heard of him, Dave. He had a pretty good game six.
Is he a third baseman?
DH.
Okay.
Nope, he was, feels like I might be getting a bloody nose. I don't think I've ever had a bloody nose on here. Not just some nasal drip.
Okay.
It's a very transparent show.
Need a Kleenex over there?
I could use a Kleenex.
I don't have any in here. Yeah. We can't afford Kleenex here at CCO.
Well, that's not what I've heard about Odyssey. I suppose it's bouncing back.
We're on the come, baby.
Maybe the stock's worth 2 cents right now. He had a pretty good game six. The funny thing is people still say, oh, God, it was amazing. Kirby said, jump on my back. I ended up being around that group a lot later. Although I was interning here then, so I was in the clubhouse these months. Puck, by all accounts, said that like 500 times.
You know? Doesn't matter. This time he meant it.
Right. You know, like there'd be a game where they're dragging, you know, Arlington in August. I got it. But you know what? They did jump on his back that day.
Mm-hmm.
And when Charlie Liebrandt, after Kirby told Chili, I'm going to lay down a bunt. And when Chili said, bleep that, when Charlie Liebrandt basically threw that breaking ball up there that said, hit me
far.
And anybody that remembers Puck, man, when a left-hander or a soft thrower, if Puck was locked in and you threw him slop, he was going to hit about 700. God, when he got locked in and one of those soft throwers would leave it around the plate, God, he was unbelievable.
Poor Charlie, still the greatest head-hanging moment in sport. You can't hang your head any lower than he did after that ball cleared the left center
field
wall.
Lindsay sees you hang your head walking out of the bedroom on a nightly basis, so she's familiar with that. Then.
That wasn't kind.
Yeah, truth hurts.
Still wasn't kind.
Yeah. Then, I mean, if we had audio of Jack to TK, like we had Max Scherzer yell at John Schneider last week, then maybe the Jack Morris, I'm not done, I'm going back out there, would eclipse the Larkin broken bat. But, I mean, when you win it that way, you can say Gaetti to Herbeck and the Twins have won World Series in 1987. You want to offer up the Minneapolis Miracle with Diggsy. The problem with the Diggsy play is the next week they scored a touchdown on the first drive. They stopped the Eagles on the next drive. And then might as well have been the two of us out there because it was 38-7.
That might be everything that was right, though, to make that our seminal Minnesota sports moment.
Maybe that's right. Maybe that is right. What else do you have for the definitive one play, one at bat, one jump shot, one touchdown? Not the game, not a practice, We're talking about a single play, and I want some wrong answers only two. Because I can make some arguments when I'm in the backyard wheeling and dealing with my Yetsu ball.
Okay.
I mean, there's so, I mean, KOC, I know you listen, you podcast. I am available to go to the City of Angels. You just need to get two things. An Yetsu ball, and they have to say 15 Mississippis. And that order for 15 Mississippis, if they want to tackle me, that's fine. But I can sling it better than Carson Wentz. Now, I don't need, you know, Jalen Carter running at me. He plays for the Eagles, so some of those, I don't know who the Chargers, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a great Chargers. Fred Dean. I don't have to have Fred Dean
junior
running at me.
Junior Seau, I guess.
Junior. I was thinking of a defense lineman. I'm available at the Yetsa. Right and wrong answers. Single play, what do you have for Minnesota sports history? Like that homer last night from George Springer. I saw Cook suggesting you walk Springer. No, he's now the go-ahead run. You got to get him out, right? Would you walk him?
No.
No, I got...
No, I'm not a sissy like Dan Cook pitching around. Well, you don't even have to pitch around people. Just point to the base. Just go that way, no. George. We're afraid of you.
No, I'm not putting the go-ahead run on base that late in the game. What do you got? 651-461-9226. You know what George Springer should do today? He should fly to Minnesota because they jumped all over him. The celebration, he's hungover. He's got to get ready for Friday night when it opens at Sky Dome. Let's just go with Sky Dome.
It's not Rogers Center.
No.
It's still Sky Dome forever.
When the Dodgers take on the Blue Jays, George Springer could use a stretch today. I could use a stretch today. Your 92-year-old grandmother could use a stretch today. Your 15-year-old son, who's a great athlete, could use a stretch. Stretch lap. Dozen-plus locations in the metro area. Of course we should stretch at home. Absolutely. We don't enough. Now, maybe you're Pilates, yoga, and you do it. I know people who are incredibly fit who go to Stretch Lab, and they still get the benefit. Go to Stretch Lab. I've been going for 6 years. Helps my son with his physical issues. They're going to evaluate you. Get that 50-minute session. You're going to feel better. You'll probably become a monthly customer right then and there. StretchLab.com. Greatest Minnesota sports moment. Adam Carter playing hockey with a broken back. You weren't here for those days. We should have Cook come in for this. So good. It's like on a Thursday or Friday. Yeah. Broke my back. What? Yeah, I broke my back. I mean, can I help you? I know some doctors. I don't know yet. I don't know what I'm going to do. Monday. How's your back? My what? How's your back? My back. What are you talking about? I played hockey last night. I'm fine. I mean, it was like his broken back healed in like 48 hours.
That's amazing. What's incredible, I also had an Adam Carter moment on my list. It was when Adam Carter threw himself a touchdown pass in his parents' backyard as a kid because he had no one else to play with.
Those are the same guys who a year later kicked him out of like F League hockey.
Okay.
Kirby won. Gladden stretched the Texas League into a double. Excuse me. Knobloch bunting Gladden to third. How about Herbie? The double play. Really pulling the runner off home plate. Not home plate. Well, there's two of them, right? There's the double play that Herbeck pulls off in game seven.
3-2-3.
Right. And then there's the Gant play that happened in game two.
Gant should have slid in. Wouldn't have had his momentum going off the bag so hard.
Brett Favre over the shoulder. Tracy Morgan? Is that who it was? Who caught that pass again? No, I'm not thinking the comedian.
Yeah.
The Saints player. Yeah, that was
The body, yeah.
Across the body. Single best day is when Norm Cole announced hockey's back. Yeah. McMahon throwing the TD against the Packers to Guilford. That's a blown coverage.
That's right.
Joe Sensor said. Dan Nystrom winning field goal defeat number 2 ranked Penn State. Mark Manson and his endless three-point shots. After 16 years of long work, that was my final game. My final game, knowing
what a send-off.
Knowing what was going on with Quinton, what was going on in my personal life, knowing this was it. And I remember thinking, this is really how it's going to end with this stuff. The Kramer Hail Mary to Ahmad, sure. The push-off on Pearson, the bottle thrown, and my father breaking into the referee's room and screaming like a maniac at the guy, pretty much threatening to have him killed. And so a new policy was put in place where reporters could not go into it. The man who wants to be attorney general again is the president attorney general, Keith Ellison. He's next.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.